When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, our first story comes from Pup Banana. It has many updates and it's titled, Am I the Arsehole for Pulling Out of My Brother's Wedding? Because my old bullies will be there. So, my brother Ben is getting married and his fiancée Faye went to the same high school as me. I used to be mercilessly bullied in high school and didn't have any friends, which led to a horrible period of depression and anxiety. I now mainly deal by suppressing those memories and cutting off contact with people I knew from high school. Faye used to be part of a mean girl clique, who were especially terrible to me. But to be fair, she was more of a follower in the clique. She never directly bullied me, but she used to just laugh along when her clique made fun of me. When Ben started dating Faye, I was shocked and had a hard time dealing with it because it brought back what her clique used to do to me. If I ever bring up something they did, Faye usually just laughs it off, saying she doesn't remember, and that they were probably just young and stupid. It took a lot of convincing by Ben and a lot of time working on myself for me to finally forgive Faye, accept her as my brother's girlfriend. Ben and Faye are now engaged and Ben asked me to be his best woman. I accepted and even agreed to help out with Faye's side of wedding events because her maid of honor has too much on her plate. The wedding planning has been going smoothly so far, until Faye told me she was going to invite her high school clique to a bachelorette party when she can have it. I immediately felt the old anxiety come back and asked her if they will be invited to the wedding too. She said yes, and learning that nearly crushed me. I spent some time thinking about it, and I don't think I could be at the wedding if those people are there. Faye at least never tortured me herself so I can handle it, but seeing her gang leaders again would very likely trigger my depression or worse, send me into a panic attack at the wedding itself. I told Ben that I might need to pull out of the wedding because of that, but I can still help however I can with the wedding planning as long as I don't come in contact with Faye's old gang. Ben is very upset and says I'm only thinking of myself and clearly I don't want to be at his wedding because I still don't accept Faye as his future wife. He also told me I should move on from whatever happened in high school, but even if I try to do that, a high stress event like his wedding would be the worst time to test if moving on works. Am I the arsehole? And as I said, we do have updates to this one as well, and OP explains about what they went through in high school too. But before we get to that, to me, OP is absolutely doing the right thing here. They've said, they didn't say, look, I don't want these people not to be at your wedding. They said, I don't think this is a good idea for me. And it's not a time to test if I can move on, which is very unlikely to happen anyway. And I'll tell you why in a moment. But OP was considerate enough to say, you know, testing this at your wedding isn't a good idea. It would really pee me off to hear Ben saying he's very upset, which, you know, okay, fair enough, he's upset that you don't want to go to this, but that you're only thinking of yourself. That's a step too far. And as always, and, you know, I'm not trying to make this about myself or anything, this is OP's story, but I always try and relate to these stories where I can, and many of you who have been here a very long time know in my past that I was bullied in high school as well. And some of what OP said in this particular story brought back memories for me of, like, where she said Faye was just like a part of the clique, just a follower of the clique. And that was the same situation. I can always remember being sat in a science class and looking across to the left in the corner of the room was my two bullies who were sat there and they were grinning and laughing to each other. And then their clique was around them. And in that clique was my primary school best friend. And I've never been able to see my best friend in the same light again. And when the teacher would leave the room, one of the bullies would get up and they'd walk around the room making out like they were going to do something and then would lean on my back and then push my face into the desk and stuff like that. Yeah, it was, and everyone around, you know, was just too worried because they didn't want to get bullied themselves by these people. They were pretty notorious for it. So I can honestly say if I was put in the same situation as OP in this, and, you know, one of my brothers was getting married and say my bullies were there, I wouldn't be able to attend myself. Not out of spite or anything, but because I don't know how I'd react seeing them again. It's not something you move on from, it's something that you live with. And I have many people who tell me, you know, get therapy for that, etc., etc. But I can guarantee that's something that's never going to leave my head. And so I can totally see why OP would be thinking the way that she's thinking in this. But before we move on with further updates, a deleted user says, not the arsehole. I'm sick and tired of people telling emotionally scarred victims to move on because it was in childhood. I know people are shit accepting any kind of consequences, but rarely what type of abuse is so dismissed and mocked as the school abuse? Oh, it's fine. You spent your formative years tormented by your peers. Why can't you move on? The whole thing is so ridiculous, as if just because it was fellow children abusing you, it's suddenly fine. And then we're labeled as pathetic because in our adulthood, we have to deal with the consequences of the abuse that was indeed carried out by, at the time, children. But also supported and endorsed by adults, people whose job should have been protecting us and setting a good example. Nope, F that. She will never stop triggering you, and the least you can do for yourself is not go to the wedding, to have to smile in the face of the people who abused you. Mind you are being considerate. You have trauma. There is no guarantee you'll be able to look happy at the wedding no matter how hard you try. An unhappy guest at a wedding is a shitty guest. You are doing them a favor. Also, Faye remembers full well. Do with that info as you will, but she's full of it when she claims she forgot. If she were truly worthy of your forgiveness, she'd have a big talk with you, deeply apologize with no excuses, acknowledge your trauma and disinvite her clique because they are her high school friends and you are her sister-in-law. KLC123 says, not the arsehole. Fiance never apologized for what she and her friends put you through. She just made excuses. Have you told her how upsetting it is to see those people? Talk to her directly. If she blows you off, you know she doesn't care about you and has no loyalty to family. You would not be the asshole if you pull out of the wedding because of that. And OP replies saying, I haven't told Faye because I thought it would cause less drama if I told my brother. And I'm in the wedding party on my brother's side too, so it makes more sense. Plus, Faye knows I didn't want her around at the beginning of their relationship, which caused a rough patch for all three of us. So I learned that it's better to talk to brother directly than talking to Faye, and then having it come back to brother as me having an issue with her. Buttering your biscuit says not the arsehole, but this is really a situation where you should talk to a therapist or counselor about your feelings. It's reasonable for brother to be upset, but not reasonable for him to take it out on you or start making accusations about how you feel about Faye. Mystic Art says, not the arsehole, and quotes, if I ever bring up something they did, Faye usually just laughs it off, saying she doesn't remember, and saying, convenient, hey? That said, why would she remember? Not like it affected her. Even now, she has no consequences to her actions and feels no remorse because she refuses to accept it and hasn't apologized. Then quotes again, saying, brother is very upset and says, I'm only thinking of myself, and then says, as you should be. You should protect yourself because clearly he doesn't give a shit. Then quotes again saying, he also told me I should move on from whatever happened in high school. Then says, spoken by someone who's never been bullied in school. Never seen what it does to people, how it affects them both short term and long term. Biggest arsehole here is your brother by far. Trying to guilt you for trauma you went through is beyond an arsehole move. Fiance is definitely an arsehole. Sure, kids do stupid shit, they make mistakes and hurt people, but grown-ups are able to acknowledge those wrongs and ask for forgiveness. She can't do that, so clearly she hasn't changed. And one more comment from Familiar Entrance 48 who says, not the arsehole. OP, I am really sorry to throw shade on your loved ones, but your brother and Faye are the biggest arseholes here. They're the ones who are refusing to see the depth of pain that the clique caused you, and they are the ones being selfish in just expecting you to get over it. If after stating that you cannot participate in the wedding because of the trauma you experienced from F's clique, if she hasn't shown up begging forgiveness and given your brother's reaction, my advice for short term is to drop the wedding entirely and go no contact if possible. low contact otherwise with them. Read up on Grey Rock for any future interactions with Fae. Long term, I beg you to seek out individual counselling and therapy. Trust me on this. A lot of problems in life are too big to be tackled by one person, and a professional therapist is someone who is looking at your well-being, that you can safely talk about your feelings to without being trivialised. Plus, they can give you the tools to allow any future run-ins with the clique less stressful. Now, let's move on to OP's updates to see what happened next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, the edit said first, thanks so much to everyone who have sent supportive messages in the comments. I got a temp ban for getting into a spat with a troll who called me an attention seeker. Stupid, I know, so I couldn't continue replying to people, but I really appreciate the support. I don't think Ben and Faye are bad people at heart. Ben just really wants me at his wedding, and Faye, despite our past, has become quite nice and has made efforts to improve her relationship with me. We're still not BFFs, but I recognise her efforts enough to help with the wedding. This new development is just unfortunately too emotionally charged. As of now, Ben is saying he will stop talking about it, but he's saving me a seat at the wedding no matter what, and he hopes it won't be empty. It's the best reaction I can hope for at the moment, and I hope we can work it out before the wedding. Then OP went on to share some of their past trauma that they suffered in high school at the hands of their bullies. In high school, I was first made fun of for my acne and clumsiness. I became the target for Faye's friend after once I accidentally bumped into her and making her spill her drink. It began with just mean comments from Faye's clique when they saw me, and slowly escalated to pranks where they would try to make me spill things on myself and trip me over or pull chairs down under me so I would fall. It culminated into Faye's gang leader spreading a terrible rumour about me. Apparently that girl happened to sit next to me for two tests, and her grades for those tests were lower than usual. She started telling people that I was cursed and should be avoided. Faye's clique started screaming something like curse every time I entered a room and scattered away from me, which spread throughout the school and other people began to jump out of the way as well. It evolved into people pushing someone else into me as a prank to infect them, and the infected person can then transfer the curse to someone else until the last person touched me again to get rid of the curse. So there was some weird tracking system who had the my name curse. And I had to suffer being both avoided by the plague and having random people being pushed into me and having other randos at the end of the chain seeking me out to touch me to cure themselves. One day, I was feeling particularly down and when I walked into the cafeteria, people yelled curse and they all scattered away from me again. I was so distraught. I broke down crying and started having a panic attack. People had formed a circle around me when they scattered, so I was crying and hyperventilating in the middle of that circle, and still no one approached to help because of the curse. A teacher finally intervened and sent me home for the day. I didn't go to school the next few days, and when I went back, the teachers probably had a big talk with the bullies, so the curse thing stopped. But at that point, it was clear I had no friend, and wouldn't have made any more friends there. So I asked to transfer to another school at the end of the year. So, the first update said, like I said in my last post, I don't think Faye is a bad person. She tried very hard to grow closer to me after our rocky start. It's a lot of small steps I can't describe, but one example is how she made a point to remember my favourite food to cook, or find out what I like to help Ben pick presents for me. I really did appreciate the effort, which is why I got over my initial disapproval of the relationship, even if she never outright apologised to me. Right after I posted, the situation was tense for weeks. I barely talked to Ben, and our mum heard I didn't want to be at the wedding and got upset at me too. The weird thing was, our mum being mad actually turned Ben around. I told Ben once how mum told me just to get over it when I was being bullied. So when she was ranting at me for being selfish, Ben snapped and told her it was partly her fault this was happening too. There were lots of tears over a few days, but at the end, I managed to tell Ben everything I went through. Ben got mum to back off and told me he wouldn't be mad or pressure me anymore, but he still would like me to be at his wedding if I feel better. What happened next with Faye was actually the most shocking. I still didn't talk to her after I reconciled with Ben because we both felt too awkward, and her bachelorette party went on without me. After the party, Faye finally reached out. Turned out, when her old clique went to the party, she got them to write an apology to me. She gave me an apology letter signed by them and herself, plus some notes from the girls who wanted to add their own apology. It was surreal to get those notes, and it took me days to finish reading because I kept crying. Honestly, I still didn't know how to feel about them or how much they actually helped. But what I decided was that this was clearly an effort to mend things from Faye's side, and I should meet them halfway. My intention now is to try and make it to the wedding, since Ben and Faye has done their parts. With that said, I'm still worried about my mental state when the actual day comes, and I'm talking to Ben about backup plans in case I can't feel better enough by then. I'm looking into therapy and have tried two different therapists. Neither feels quite right yet, since I still feel very uncomfortable talking about what happened, but I'm actively looking for options to resolve my issues. This is probably one of the better ways my situation could have played out, and I'm lucky that I got Ben back on my side. For those who came out with their own bullying experiences, please know you are in my heart, and I truly hope we can all get better together. Please take care and stay strong. Then OP comes in with a final update, which says, "Hello. It's been a while since my last talk, and I don't know if anyone still cares about this, and I can't post more than one update in Am I the Arsehole? I did get some DMs checking on me though, so I'm posting this to give some closure to people who were invested. It's a long update, so please bear with me. As of my last update, you probably remember that Faye sent me an apology letter signed by our old clique who bullied me. After I got the letter, Faye reached out again to say she wanted to sit down and finally have a talk about what happened in high school. At that point, we're about 2 weeks from their wedding. I was still a bit shaken, but after reading the letter, I felt like I could start getting over it, and I didn't want to derail from their wedding preparations. So I told Faye that I appreciate what she did and we should definitely have the talk, but I assured her I knew we could get through it and hers and Ben's relationship is strong, so we can leave the big convo until after the wedding. She agreed and we set a tentative plan to have the talk. About 1 week before the wedding though, Faye's grandma's health took a turn for the worse and it looked like she wasn't going to make it to the wedding. Faye was very close to her grandma and desperately wanted her to see them get married, so they decided to have a small ceremony at their house with just family. We luckily still had decorations from Faye's bachelorette party slash bridal shower. Faye's niece baked an adorable wedding cake. Faye's brother officiated and I gave my brother away. Faye's grandma and my parents could only join through video, but it was a really sweet wedding. They were still going to have the reception afterwards, but unfortunately, Faye's grandma passed 3 days before the date. They decided to postpone the party for the family to grieve. They lost some money, but luckily some vendors allowed rescheduling. The silver lining was that the impromptu wedding became a very cherished day for both Faye and Ben. Ben told me afterwards that he was glad he could have me at his wedding after all, and since I was already at his real wedding, it would be up to me whether I wanted to go to the party later on. The wedding finally happened just last month, and I went. I attended as a guest only though, and I asked Ben if a cousin could take on the best man duties that day instead. Having already had the real ceremony took away a lot of the wedding stress, so Ben was cool with it. Faye's high school friends were there too, and though I got their letters, I decided to just avoid them. I had just started dating a long-time close friend and brought him to the wedding, and I felt so lucky having him there to distract and shield me from them. All in all, everything wedding-related ended very well, and Ben and Faye were very happy. Faye and I did try to clear things up after the wedding. Faye told me that she really did not remember me at first, and it only slowly came back to her after a while. By then, it was too awkward to bring it up again, so she just tried to make it up to me by being extra nice and buying me gifts. She apologized for not admitting to it and for not apologizing to me before, and I believe she was sincere. She also wanted to tell me why she was still friends with my old bullies, but she said it was an excuse but just a reason. Apparently, despite being terrible to me, they were quite good friends to her and helped her through some very difficult stuff. The girls who directly bullied me also had a lot of their own issues. Like, the meanest girl suffered from an eating disorder and had a failed suicide attempt in the final year of high school after I already changed school. It was more than I wanted to know about my bullies, but I guess people are complicated, and at least they were nice to some people, I guess. After a lot of talking and crying, Faye and I landed on an okay place. I can't stop her from having friends in her life, and I am trying to deal with my issues, but I still don't want to interact with them, and she's going to have to plan around that if she has any future events. I'm also a bit embarrassed to admit that I dropped my search for a therapist after a few tries. I couldn't find one that I could feel safe around, and after my trial sessions, I ended up feeling worse. So I paused the search to gather myself before trying again. What helped is my brother finally understanding me and my boyfriend, who had known about my bullying experience since college, supporting me. Even listening to Faye's stories also weirdly kind of helped, like I feel I can address things now. So I think for now, the help I need is from my partner and family, and I can try therapy once again, once I'm in a better place. So sorry that was long. This will probably be my last update, and I hope it gives anyone reading some closure as well. Thanks again for everyone who left me supporting comments and messages, and know I'm sending you all of my good vibes. Then OP added an additional comment which said, "Hey there, I'd logged out and thought it was the end to this throwaway, but I saw this post from my main account, so I logged in to say thank you to everyone leaving supportive comments. I do hope to give some more context of my relationship with Ben and Faye, but because I didn't mean to make them out to be total villains. Regarding how Faye forgot me, I remembered someone commented on my first post that it's not unusual for bully people to remember the event more than the bullies. I guess it makes sense too. It was traumatizing for me, but it was just a few months in high school for them because I changed school after I couldn't take it anymore. It felt bad at first that Faye didn't remember when I asked her when we first met again. But I think after a while I was glad she forgot and we didn't talk about it further. Because at that point, I just wanted to stop thinking about it at all. I see now that avoidance wasn't the best strategy, and I feel much better now people close to me understood what happened. I think maybe bringing it up at first, then refusing to address more, also meant I closed off any opening for Faye to try and deal with it when she started to remember. I know some people think I'm being too easy on Faye, and others are cynical that Faye only got the apologies to me to push the blame on me somehow, but it's not so black and white. My view of her results from knowing her for a while, more than just this incident, and it's much more complicated to judge a person in real life than through a story. From interacting with her, I believe she is sincere in her apology and wanting to fix things, and hers and my brother's relationship is a healthy one that I can support despite my initial feelings. About my brother, we also had a rocky relationship for many years. I can't give too many details because it may give away my main account, but basically our parents had a messy divorce and forced us to take side. Ben didn't have a good relationship with Mum, so he stayed with Dad and eventually moved further away when Dad got a new job. He wasn't around when the bullying happened, so he didn't really understand why I was so affected. We resented each other for a long time, but reconciled when we realized how fucked up it was our parents were driving us apart. Ben also tried to patch things up with Mum, and they are kind of okay-ish now. When we started to get close, Ben only introduced me to his girlfriend when it was really serious, so when I found out it was Faye, they were already very much in love, and I didn't want to ruin it, seeing how happy Ben was. I also believe Faye really didn't remember me at first because they met through an alumni group. Ben went to the same school before me, and she never made the connection between our names. So for context, Ben didn't know how badly I was bullied, because I minimized it as part of my avoidance, and he met Faye not knowing she was part of the bullying clique. He saw asking me to be his best woman was a big step in our relationship, and he felt me trying to back out was me abandoning him again. It was a sucky situation for both of us given our history, and he turned around after understanding what really happened to me. We talked about it a lot more after I posted, and it really helped us become even closer. So yeah, we are all in better places now and are working on our relationship, so I really don't want it to seem like they are evil or anything. It really seems like things are going to work out. Anyway, I tend to log out right after posting because after my last few posts I realise I always get a bit emotional after posting, so I try to only come back and read and reply to comments and messages when I'm calmer. So sorry if I don't reply to you immediately, and thanks again for caring about me. Now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How would you have dealt with it if you was OP? Imagine you receive those letters from your past bullies. How do you think you would react to that? I think myself, if I was to receive letters from my past bullies, I'd feel very, very conflicted. Like, I'm not sure I'd be able to forgive them, but I think it'd be nice to know, you know, that they do look back and regret their past decisions. But what do you guys think of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories, your love, support, and time. Always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah. You-
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.